Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eating Salads. It's me again, Austin Crosby. Casey and I just finished our 4K Blu-ray of the day, and that is, God, is his first name Satoshi? Satoshi Kon's Paprika. Paprika is very influential, supremely influential even. Animated film that honestly, I mean, it's hard because you can't say certain things ripped it off, but they drew so much inspiration from them. It's critically noteworthy, we should say. And that includes, like, Inception. It's a movie about infiltrating dreams and the dream world blurring into the real world, etc., etc. So, a lot of exciting stuff. I will say, what was thought-provoking, in particular, was the upscaling process and how, as an animated movie, you know, did it deserve to be 4K? Did it look 4K? Did it look HDR? And that is a hard question. I'm sure that if we watched side-by-side, we could tell. It actually came with a special feature about the restoration of the film, and that's kind of interesting. I mean, if I were to repeat anything that they were talking about, it would only be surface level. They didn't really go into that much depth about how and what they did, but I believe that they made it look a lot better. It was, at first, something where I was like, oh, really? Okay, like, they didn't have that much to go with. But then throughout the movie, you have to imagine that all the colors were definitely, aided by the HDR. Because, you know, there's, like, scenes, for instance, with a carnival, a parade of toys. And that's an example of a scene that, you know, had a lot of really nuanced colors and bright things and stuff that sparkles and pops, right? So, beautiful, fun movie. Again, just with the way that it goes in and out of dreams, and they're constantly like, wait, is this a dream? Is this the real world? Something that we're used to because of movies like Inception. Well, this predates Inception. And unfortunately, the filmmaker is long dead. And I actually have another one of his movies on my list of movies I wish would come to 4K Blu-ray, and that's Perfect Blue. I would love to see. It's an even older 90s movie by him. But that's just similarly very strange, a lot of fun. And just a little bit more up my alley. Now, other things today. We went to Home Depot, got several bags of mulch because the snow melted very quickly. Very quickly indeed. And tomorrow we should try and wake up pretty early and get a lot of stuff planted because it could snow more in the coming days. So we did go to Home Depot. We went right as they were closing, which was kind of strange. They were like locking all the doors and stuff. So, whatever. Also, went grocery shopping, and that eventually turned into a delicious little guacamole salad where we kind of mixed a burrata salad and then elements of Mexican things like guacamole, pickled red onions. But the main thing I was been craving, and we did get into ourselves, was some croux sandwiches. We split a few of them. Turkey, Bellagioso burrata, Rochefort blue cheese, and egg. All sorts of weird croux sandwiches. Indeed. Anyway, it's getting kind of late. And spooky after that movie. So thank you very much. Come again tomorrow.